It's 72 degrees in Nashville. We're expecting mostly sunny skies today, high in the low to mid 90s with a heat index right above 100 degrees or so. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 6:04. A new rule from Metro Council puts limits on the police department's use of drones in Nashville. For WPLN News, Emily West reports.
Council members finalized the new rules on how police can use unmanned aircraft in investigations. Only three members stood in opposition and one abstained. The new guidelines say that police can only use drones during certain circumstances, like if there's an active shooter or an emergency. The measure doesn't affect other metro departments. The move is a response after Metro Police started the drones as a first responder pilot program without council approval. Technology and surveillance have been the subject of debate between the police and the council. In a letter to its members, Chief John Drake said he had concerns with the changes. Police said Thursday they have nothing to add to their position. Emily West, WPLN News.
Metro Police say another pedestrian has died after being hit by a driver this past weekend. Around 2:30 Saturday morning, they say a 23-year-old in a pickup truck hit a 52-year-old Nashville man. It happened on a hilly portion of River Road with a curve and no streetlights. It's the latest in a string of more than 20 pedestrian deaths so far this year. Last week, another man died after being hit by a tow truck. And on Thursday, prosecutors charged a driver who accelerated through a downtown crosswalk in August, killing a tourist from Australia. Nashville officials have been mulling ways to make roads safer, including limits on when and where drivers can turn right at red lights. In baseball, a perfect game is truly a rare thing. It requires one pitcher to go 9 innings without a single opposing batter getting on base. Last night, Nashville Sounds pitcher Thomas Pannone did just that in a 3-0 win on the road against the Durham Bulls. Pannone is the first to pitch a perfect game in the minors since 2017 and the first to do it for the Sounds since 2007. It's only the third perfect game in franchise history. The Sounds have notched now 34 wins and 29 losses in a season studded with milestones. Last month, manager Rick Sweet marked his 2,500th career win. This summer was also the first in Sounds history where the team hit not one but two grand slams in a single game. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN News. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station 90.3 WPLN News.